Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already October 14th and 15th. Michelle, we're talking like our grandparents now. Where does the time go? But it is October 14th and 15th. Want to give out two big shout-outs. One to Coach Dave Pinkham and Coach George Pinkham for the show 2 weeks ago, talking about the history of soccer in New Hampshire, as well as their great coaching career. Between the two of them, they had have over 1,000 wins and growing. And last weekend, we had Tom Ringel and the youth honoree and the adult honoree for the December Jingle Bell runs. And that'll be relevant for today's show as well, because one of the things that we'll be promoting in a couple weeks or talking about is the Wicked Fit Run, which is on October 28th at 9:30 in Rollins Park right here in Concord. So with me this weekend is Michelle Tawani from Families in Transition. Michelle, thank you for joining us. You're the Vice President of Marketing and Economic Development. So tell us how you got into the field and your background.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate being here. Yes, I've been at Families in Transition since 2010, and I got to know Maureen Beauregard, the president and founder at Families in Transition, while we were both participating in the program Leadership New Hampshire. And when a position became available at Families in Transition, we struck up a conversation again, and I've been there for 7 years now.
And you don't have the 7 year itch.
No.
That's good. Okay, so you have your business degree and MBA from Plymouth State University. So how did that prepare you for your current role?
Well, that's actually an interesting question, because people think about nonprofits as not really being a business. But if we don't run our nonprofits like a business, we won't be around to do our mission. So having that business degree allows me to focus, especially in my role overseeing our Outfitters thrift stores, which we have one in Concord on Main Street and on Second Street in Manchester. And everything we sell there is donated, and 100% of the profits generated at those stores pay for the housing and services that Families in Transition provides to homeless families and individuals. So having that background in business is really important for that role.
So I always like to summarize that for people: no money, no mission. So it can be the greatest, most compelling cause, you know, families in transition, homelessness, food insecurity, so many great causes. But you can't address that, you know, if you're not economically vital. And of course, your title also is economic development. So that's part of that. So that was an awesome description of it. So you joined Families in Transitions in May of 2010. Mm-hmm. So what have you seen? Is there a growing need? Has it stabilized? Is there a lessening need? Tell us what you see as the trends.
In terms of homelessness, family homelessness is the fastest growing segment of the homeless population. And although we provide housing and services for individuals as well, the majority of our clientele are single parents. So we get about over 5,000 requests for assistance each year, and are able to help. Last year we helped like 681 people, half of whom were children. So the need for the type of housing and services that we provide actually has been growing. And we just don't have enough supply to meet the demand.
And how about I always like to say to folks when we talk about, you know, the homelessness and food insecurity, that many, many families are one paycheck away from being in a situation, and kind of the stereotypes are long since dissipated. I mean, all of us, maybe can show up. I know when we have the folks from the Friendly Kitchen on, mm-hmm. someone may show up with a nice-looking car, and you're thinking, well, why are they at the Friendly Kitchen? But that may be where they're living. Mm-hmm. So tell us that type of evolution, too.
Right. So, yeah, people think about homelessness, and they think about it, the person on the side of the road that may be pushing a shopping cart with all their wares inside. But that's not necessarily the only face of homelessness. As you mentioned, people sleep in their cars. They sleep in tents. They actually, what we call couch surf. So people move from families' homes and friends' couches to until they can no longer stay there anymore. And for families, that's really hard not to know where you're going, your kids are going to be sleeping at night, to live in another family's or person's home under their rules, their schedule, their traditions. Homelessness can be, have a variety of different forms. And, there's lots of different reasons why people become homeless. So it could be underemployment, lack of employment, could be lack of education, could be
healthcare issue.
Healthcare, exactly. Someone gets really injured or hurt, and they have a lot of medical bills, and they may even still be working, but just can't get ahead, or can't pay market rent for housing. So there's just the rental prices right now. There's just a lack of affordable housing.
And that's, of course, we could spend two other shows on affordable housing, or sometimes known as workforce housing. So you've already made a compelling case. Tell us how we as citizens, or some corporate CEOs and HR directors are listening to the show, which many do, how we can help out financially. And then let's talk about one of the upcoming fundraisers, which I already alluded to, the Wicked Fit Run on October 20th. So tell us about that.
We have a variety of different ways that businesses and individuals can get involved, from obviously just providing, some opportunity to write a check, to our appeals of what our needs are at the moment, to also do a collections drive for families in transition. So it could be collecting non-perishable foods. It could be collecting diapers and wipes for our families. It also could be doing a collections drive for our Outfitters thrift store. And Delta Dental has been an amazing supporter of that, where we come and deliver a bin that has our logo on it and some material, and provide the business with information that they can share with their employees or customers of the type of items that we're in need of. So it could be clothing, it could be electronics, it could be coffee makers, it could be a variety of things that we could our need in our stores. And as I said earlier, everything we sell in our stores has been donated. So 100% of the profits we use to pay for the housing and services. And we also have events. So businesses can sponsor our events. We have the Wicked Fit Run here in Concord. We just had the Wicked Fit Run in Wolfboro, our first one there. We have a Cinco de Mayo celebration, obviously in May. So there's a variety of different ways, or come and volunteer with us. That's another great way businesses can, really kind of bond with their employees, spend, 4 hours, helping to paint one of our buildings or doing some landscaping or helping to sort donations at our thrift stores can really go a long way.
So let's get the contact information out there. So if I want to set up a program, for example, you referenced Delta Dental, it's my CEO colleagues, it's very easy. One of our employees in HR put out an email to all of our employees and mentioned this program and listed all the different items. And I can tell you our lunchroom is filled with those. So we're going to get Michelle over there pretty soon and pick those up. But get us your contact information.
Sure. Our website is www.fitnh.org. Or you can email us at info@fitnh.org or give us a call at 603-641-9441.
Awesome. And the Wicked Fit Run is coming up in 2 weeks, October 28th. It's in Rollins Park. It's a great course. I've done it. It's fun. And the money is obviously going to families in transition. Tell us about that.
It's a costume-themed certified 5K. This is our sixth year doing this in Concord. It is so much fun. And I recognize you from the front of the start line every year. We appreciate you.
It's not the only time I'm in the lead nowadays. Too funny.
So we typically have over about, we've The first year we had about 200 runners and participants, and you can walk too. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to run. And last year we had over 700 registered runners and walkers. This year we're anticipating even more. And what we really love about it is that so many people come in costume. Families, businesses come. They actually, you can sponsor a team and get your employees involved. We, you know, if you wanted to create a team, we'd be happy to provide that information to you. A lot of companies will come and they'll, you know, they'll be themed dressed that way, or come and volunteer. We always need volunteers to help run the race.
So give us the contact information again. So if I'm either the program for donations or getting a corporate team or as an individual, again, give us the contact information.
It's all on our website, which is fitnh.org.
Great. And again, the Wicked Fit Run on October 28th at 9:30 in Rollins Park. And Michelle mentioned, I think, a couple things there. One, it's a lot of fun. Two, for my serious running friends, and I know you're out there, one of the reasons why I know you do road races is because it's you can be an elite runner and be serious about it, but you're also, funds are obviously going to families and transition. But Michelle mentioned that it's certified, so I know that's important to the elite runners. And the other thing, though, is, and this is kind of the overall wellness theme, which I'm trying to promote overall, that, we have a walking component, and it's perfectly fine and acceptable to walk the course.
Absolutely. And it's a flat course, so our participants really love it because, and it goes through the beautiful neighborhoods of Concord. It's in the South End, and so really it's good for anyone, all ages, sizes, you know, athletic abilities.
It's perfect, being a flat course. So again, my elite running friends, that's an opportunity for a PB or a PR, personal best or personal record, and it's really the perfect time of the year, really, for a run. You know, sort of getting into fall, not too cold yet, you know, not too hot, and by late October, everybody's putting in a lot of mileage. So hopefully, there's a great turnout. And again, for my CEO friends and HR friends, please consider a program that Delta Dental has done recently, which is, you know, getting your employees to donate. It's so easy, and Families in Transition makes it easier for you to do that. So we'll be back with Michelle Tawani after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Excuse me, I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend is Michelle Tawani, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Economic Development at Families in Transition. I love the fact that we're now combining marketing and economic development because, as both Michelle and I said, I'm summarizing here, but no money, no mission. So you can market, you can educate that there is a, you know, homelessness issue, so on and so forth. But if you don't have resources to address it, my good pal, my first mentor when I moved into New Hampshire, Dr. Silvio Dupuy, used to tell me the following, you know, vision without resources is delusionary. So I like the fact that you've kind of combined mission sensitivity with economic development. So tell us about how your colleagues, how many people on the staff, the major source of funds. I know obviously some of it comes from the fundraisers like Wicked Fit Run, and as well as the thrift stores. But tell us about that.
So Families in Transition has just under 100 employees. We're headquartered in Manchester, although we have housing and office space in Concord, Dover, and soon to be Wolfboro. And so we have a variety of different programs for all different types of people experiencing homelessness. I forget the first part of your question.
Well, just how, I mean, you have the staff, so obviously the staff needs to be supported. So the sources of funding, obviously you have the, you know, the Wicked Fit Run and the thrift stores, but do you do grants as well?
So the majority of our budget and funding comes from Housing and Urban Development, HUD. We do a lot of grant writing. We get a lot of money from the state and the city as well. And of course, We do our own fundraising through appeals and event sponsorships and things like that. We also collect rents in our apartment buildings. So everyone who lives with us and participates in our programming pays 30% of their income.
So it's good probably to have some skin in the game.
Absolutely.
To take on some of the, mm-hmm. the responsibility. That's great to
well,
hear.
Well, not only that, but people get used to paying rent.
Right.
So that
good
when
habits.
They exactly.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about the Outfitters thrift stores, because mm-hmm. that's obviously another source for some funds. And again, you know, your companies can ask their employees to donate items. Michelle will make it really easy for you. She'll list out, you know, what's needed. Not actually too dissimilar to, you know, the plea on the Puerto Rico situation with the hurricane, although Michelle makes it really easy. And then I can tell you that employee colleagues are really generous, and I can barely get into our cafeteria, Michelle, so you better get over.
We gotta get a truck there.
It's pretty darn soon. But tell us about the Outfitters thrift stores and how that all works. Mm-hmm.
So the first original Outfitters was started 15 years ago, actually, in Manchester. We're actually celebrating our 15th anniversary this week, and doing a variety of different promotions and sales through the 21st of October. So this is a great time for people to come in, check out what we have, check out our website, outfittersnh.org. So we'll have all of our promotions there. We sell anything that you would like to wear. So upscale clothing, we have suits and dresses, but we have everyday casual wear as well for the family. We have clothes, we have jewelry and accessories. We also have furniture, electronics, housewares, decorations, bedding, no beds, but like comforters and throw pillows and things like that. People are so surprised when they walk through the door and see the quality and quantity of product that we offer.
That's awesome to hear. So tell us again the contact information if I want to get involved.
Mm-hmm. So Outfitters Thrift Stores, outfittersnh.org is the website where you can find all information for our promotions, how to volunteer, because we do have a core group of paid staff that run both of our stores, but we also wouldn't be able to do what we do without our volunteers. So people can get involved by, you know, coming on the weekend, after work, or if they're retirees, they can come during the day when we're open to help either work the cash wrap, to help process our donations, all different ways on a regular basis. Or if companies want to come as a group on a one-time opportunity, we love that too.
Awesome. And give us the Families in Transition website again.
It's FITNH.org.
I'm asking this a lot because when I'm out in the community, people say, I'm driving around. I need the information when I get into my garage. So thank mm-hmm. you, Michelle, for doing that. So I was reading about the possibility of a merger with New Horizons. I'm very familiar with New Horizons. Charlie Sherman was a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So it seems to make sense from a synergistic perspective, but I'm certain that there's a governance process that has to go through. So tell us about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So, yes, our board of directors and the board of directors of New Horizons have been talking for about 4 to 5 months now about the possibility of the two organizations to come together in a strength-based merger. A lot of times people, you know, think about mergers and there's, you know, there's a weakness involved with an organization, and that's not the case here. It's just could be a good opportunity. Charlie just retired. And so what we're finding through the due diligence process of looking at how this could potentially work is that there are some gaps in the continuum of care for taking care of and getting services to those experiencing homelessness. And so what we're finding is that if we could be under one roof, one organization, we could close those gaps and provide a better continuum of care for people experiencing homelessness.
Yeah, it does seem like a logical synergy, and I like the way you said it, you know, a strength-based merger. Mm-hmm. Sometimes mergers are when one of the organizations is, you know, suffering, you know, financial difficulties, so mm-hmm. that's great. And I'm sure the governance process will go well. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. I'll have you back. And, of course, for the listening audience, that also means that the administrative services, that'll be optimally, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, one photocopier instead of two. You know, that's the simplest way, you know, that I can describe that. So let's Let's close with your experience at Leadership New Hampshire. So that's kind of how you connected in the first place with Families in Transition. I was a Leadership New Hampshire graduate of 1997 and was on the board for many years and recently went to the LNH Connection, and there's one coming up in October, which I plan to go, which I hope you go to too. So tell us about your Leadership New Hampshire experience, and then we'll close one more time with the Families in Transition website.
So yes, I was a graduate of Leadership New Hampshire, the class of 2008, best class ever.
Oh, I thought 97 was, no? Okay.
It was a great program. I loved it. Learning about how the budget was made up and different areas of the state and really sort of digging deep into the issues of education and criminal justice and how things work up in the North Country. And it was just an eye-opening experience to look at the state in a different way. And I've since stayed in touch with my classmates, and there's just this camaraderie of not only with all my own class, but, anyone you meet that actually has been through the Leadership New Hampshire program. It really is a phenomenal program.
Absolutely. And what Michelle was describing, this 10 to 12 days where you're out of the office and you're spending, one day maybe in the prison system, one day, driving around in a police car, one day on education, and you sometimes even get to meet the Supreme Court justices. So when I moved up in 1995, the program had just been put in play for a couple of years with the then, Governor Gregg, few years before that, and so here we are 25 years or so later, and it's really thriving. So, and that connected you with Families in Transition. So let's get the Families in Transition website out there one more time.
Absolutely. It's www.fitnh.org. Our telephone number is 603-641-9441, or you can email us at info@fitnh.org.
Awesome. And don't forget the Wicked Fit Run on October 28th, 9:30 in Rollins Park. And don't forget about the Outfitters Thrift Stores. Michelle, thank you for joining me this weekend. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.